When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends, and welcome to the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast. Yeah, it's exactly the same as the other podcasts. We've just stuck the word Euro in. That's it, really. We can do that. We own it. We can do what we like. Anyway, we start today's podcast, the Euro one, with England's Raheem Sterling, who has been speaking to TalkSport's Faye Carruthers ahead of the Three Lions opening game against Croatia on Sunday, live on TalkSport. Raheem said that he can't wait to play in a tournament on home soil.
Normally when you come with England, you're travelling, you're in a plane, you go somewhere, it's moody, you get to a hotel, the hotel's moody, you're there, you're like, oh, yeah. Got football to play, you enjoy the football, you get back to the hotel, it's boring. Come here, somewhere you've been for many years, you know everything about the place, and it's just nice to be on home soil for once and breathing in some great British air, and the weather's nice outside, and I can't stop smiling.
Sterling just tucks it down the middle. Hal Dawson dived to his left-hand side. Sterling rolls it in.
Lots of people talking about the expectations around England. In 2018, there really weren't any, but there are massive expectations now. Do you feel that?
We want to be challenging. That's no going around anything. We want to be challenging. We want to get to the final. That's the whole reason why the FA and everyone has set up that beautiful building over there for somewhere as comfortable as possible. But yeah, we have to be challenging it, as simple as that.
Now, you might recall in the last edition of the Euro Daily, as some people are calling it already, and rightly so, Darren Goff said this about Jack Grealish.
When you look at the players now, he is the modern-day Gazza. The dribbling, hard to get the ball off him.
Well, on drive, Adrian Durham went one better and claimed that we now have two Gazzas in Phil Foden and Jack Grealish. We'll hear from Aid in just a sec, but first, the Stockport Gazza himself. Phil Foden, hoping to emulate Paul Gazza Gascoigne.
I remember watching highlights on the TV of Gazza, unbelievable player. You know, the full nation know what he means for the country and what he did. So it wouldn't be too bad if I tried to, bring a bit of Gazza on the pitch.
Is Gascoigne going to have a crack? He is, you know. Oh, he's there! Brilliant!
We've got two Gazzas at this Euros. How can we possibly fail? We've got Foden, we've got Grealish, two Gazzas. Not just one, two Gazzas. He cannot fail. Southgate cannot fail. He's even got Phil Foden reminding him on a daily basis, every training session, I even look like Gazza. I've got Gazza's hair. Pick me.
I've had like the same haircut for what seems ages now. So I thought I'd just try something new. And then I woke up this morning with a lot of comparisons to Gazza and Eminem. So yeah, it was my own thing and people's turned it into something else.
On to England fullback Reece James, who's been reflecting on winning the Champions League with Chelsea last month.
Chelsea lead Manchester City in the 2021 Champions League final.
Probably the greatest moment in my career so far. 7 minutes added on, the longest 7 minutes of my life. But, you know, we had to dig in together and fight the last stages of the game out.
James steps up and he scores!
England are blessed with so many right-backs. It's incredible, right? Not just the ones that are here, Kieran Trippier and Walker. Obviously, Trent, unlucky for him. But there's others that don't even get mentioned yet. The likes of Tariq Lamptey, Max Ahrens, Wan-Bissaka. Do you kind of almost look and be honest here, Reece, do you watch their performances and think, okay, someone needs to take a dip here, I need to make sure I'm in this squad, or just focus on yourself?
I don't really focus too much on them, you know. As long as I do what I need to do, then The rest is up to the managers. I knew that if I focused on my game, then I wouldn't have nothing to worry about.
Over now to the Three Lions defender Luke Shaw, who reflected on that horrific leg injury he suffered nearly 6 years ago playing for Manchester United. Shaw admitted it was a turning point in his career and he knew he had to do it the hard way.
He's conscious, Luke Shaw. He's got his hands over his face, making sure just that the mask is in the right place, but clearly his face will be. We can't see it from here, but I'm sure etched in anguish and pain. It's a horrendous-looking injury.
It was a very bad injury, but I think, you know, the hospital, the way they dealt with me, I think I was quite lucky, the fact that my family were there, my mum and dad. You know, I had them right next to me as soon as I got to the hospital. You know, a bit of family love always helps. And, you know, I think since then, of course, I knew it was going to be a long journey to try and get back to my best, but, you know, I always believed I would. You know, at times people always doubted me, but, you know, deep down I always pushed myself and believed that one day I'll be able to, you know, show people that I can get back to, you know, a high enough level. And of course I want to keep going, I want to improve as a player and also, you know, as a person. And, you know, of course when my mum and dad were there to make them proud, and to obviously the main aim is to try and help England win a tournament.
Now, if England face a penalty shootout, what advice would 12-yard expert, what does that even mean, Matt Letizier, give to the players? Well, let's ask the man who played 8 times for the Three Lions himself. Hold on, shouldn't that be 88 times? Shouldn't it, for Matt Letizier? Huh? Just 8? Should be ashamed of ourselves.
I had my technique, which I was comfortable with, and I think that's probably the best bit of advice to any penalty taker, is to get a technique that you are comfortable with and that you're not going to freeze on the day and the big moment when it comes. So certainly practice beforehand, make sure you've got a technique that you like and you're comfortable with, and when it comes down to the moment, you use that technique and hope for the best.
Well, Harry Kane has found the net so many times for England. He scored 9 goals in his last 9 home games, 21 goals in 20 qualifiers for England. Make that 22 in 21.
Now, it may be 15 years on, but not being picked for the 2006 World Cup still hurts Darren Bent. The man who didn't select him was the England boss at the time, Sven Goran Eriksson. On breakfast, Benty asked Svenny why he chose the teenager Theo Walcott instead. Oh, this should be fun.
Sven, obviously I'm going to go back to 2006 for kind of personal reasons, but obviously still now, Theo Walcott, obviously I didn't go. I mean, what was kind of your thinking behind that?
Walcott, well, I couldn't find anyone better, and then I thought, why not take him with his speed, and also, you know, when you pick number 23, probably he will not win the World Cup for you.
What about a striker that scored 18 goals for Charlton at the time?
I thought, for the future, he will be very good. It was a pity that he couldn't play, and depended a lot that Rooney got sent off. We played 1 hour, I think, with 10 against 11 against Portugal in the quarterfinal. So it was not time to change anything at that time.
Sven
Goran
Eriksson. Sven, just going back to 2006 again.
Yeah. So, we're living in the past.
You know, like Theo Walcott hadn't played a Premier League game yet. He's only 17 years old. Darren Bent had scored 18 goals for Charlton at the time. Did you feel like Darren might have had a potential to offer you a little bit more than Theo at the time?
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. We can discuss that for a long time. But
we've got time.
We got time the whole day. No, I thought that it was a good idea. And I had a lot of talks with Arsene Wenger about it and with other people as well. So we ended up to take him. And the media they were very, very positive about it. Then when he never played, they were very negative about it. We did it. If it's right or wrong, who knows? But anyhow, whatever I had done there, I promise you, that wouldn't have changed the result in that World Cup. No.
Now, the Wales defender, Conor Roberts, has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of the first game of the Euro 2020 clash with Switzerland. He's been telling Nigel Adderley that the team are hoping to replicate the impressive tournament that they had way back in 2016.
We don't want to live in their shadow kind of thing. Obviously, what they achieved was unbelievable, and to get anywhere near that would be, you know, another massive achievement. But at the moment, we have to concentrate on ourselves as individuals and as this current team, and hitting the ground running, working our balls off, and giving everything we can for the Dragon is where we plan to start.
Wales have surely pulled it off! You can hear the Dragon roaring right across Europe!
It motivates us. Obviously, they say they had the best summer of their lives football-wise, and that is what we hopefully plan to do this time round. And like I say, it motivates us to achieve somewhat where they did.
Now, which country do you want to hear TalkSport's Jose Mourinho talk about in today's podcast? Producer Tom, spin the roulette wheel. I wonder if it's someone random, like North Macedonia, maybe Finland. Oh, it's France. There's a surprise. Well, we'll also hear from the French football expert Julien Laurent. But first up, the special one. Sorry.
Mbappé! Hat-trick Mbappé!
Well, I think France could make France A team, B team and C team. Because they don't have 10 good players, not even 20 or 30. France is a country in this moment where they have an incredible number of top players. I think Didier knows very well what he wants. He has his choices based on his experience, on his values, on his principles of play, but not just principles of play, also principles as a group. They are the world champions. They are the last runner-ups in the Euros, and I think less than that for them is nothing.
I think this is a better squad than the 2018 one, for sure, because as we said, Benzema is there, and because someone like Mbappe is 2 years older and much better than he was, or 3 years older and much better than he was in 2018. I think this is a better squad than the one that did the double 98-2000. When you look at this squad on paper, everywhere, from goalkeeper to the forwards to the subs as well, it's pretty impressive what Deschamps has put together.
Chelsea's reported mega money offer for Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland defies sense, according to Moni McMonalot, Simon McMoneyface Jordan. However, Darren Bent said that Haaland to Chelsea is a very exciting prospect.
Well, he's got star quality, hasn't he, Haaland? And you look at, like, Tammy Abraham done well for a little while. Giroud's obviously the back end of his career. I know he's still important, but you're right, the last time I could think Chelsea had a proper number, he had Costa, obviously Drogba before that. But if they go and get Haaland, someone who knows where the net is, who's quite, and we know he's not, we've not seen him in the Premier League, but we know that the quality's there. If they go and get someone who is capable of getting 20 to 25 goals, the league next season is going to be so interesting. And that's the thing about, you've got to admire about Roman Abramovich and Chelsea, is that he won't like, it's like he doesn't sit on the fence. It's like, you want 170 million, bang, there you go.
Look, I mean, we have to get context. When you're talking about players being bought for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, aren't we already pushing the envelope? When we start to move into territories of a quarter of a billion or the best part of 20% of a billion, because if you think at 150 million to buy the player, you probably end up at 200 million with all the different add-ons for his dad and for Mina Raiola and God knows who else.
Yeah.
You're moving into a territory which is, I just think, ludicrous. It's ridiculous. And that's before you get into the idea that the player is going to probably get 25, 26, 27 million pounds a year. It is not because I'm a former football club owner that had his head handed to him economically, but because there's something fundamentally wrong with these numbers. They're not justified. These are football players that are operating in an industry that isn't awash with money, isn't justifying. It's not like a movie star that carries a movie that makes hundreds of millions of quid for a particular studio. Most football clubs are economically on the cusp of not making money. They may have some capital value that one day someone comes along and spends £3 billion buying XYZ club, which has never yet happened, by the way. For me, it just defies logic. It defies sense. There's no justification behind it. But when you get into territory of 150 million quid, you're starting to make football just ridiculous.
Now, after Ollie Robinson was suspended for past racist and sexist tweets, the England and Wales Cricket Board is investigating reports a second England player posted historical offensive material. Former England cricketer Michael Carberry was clear in his view that these players need to serve severe punishment.
unfortunately, in life nowadays, dealing with certain people, there needs to be something in place to discourage people from doing it. So, yeah, if it means taking their careers, that's what needs to happen, then that's what needs to happen. Because I know for a fact that there are people of colour who have lost their careers for a lot less than what Ollie Robinson's done and this 16-year-old boy, right? So I don't think people are looking from the other side. There's people who have lost their careers just because of the colour of their skin and have been discriminated against because of the colour of their skin. What about the duty of care to those people?
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on the Andy Goldstein Drive Time Show. Yeah, I am today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Goff. Yeah, that's right. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.